Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today is all about the pivot. We are going to dive into adaptability. In a world that's constantly changing, in business environments that are constantly evolving, your ability to adapt can have a high impact on your success. So you have to ask yourself, am I change ready? Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Adaptability is a person's ability to be able to change their environment. So if you think about your work environment, and you think about how many things come at you every day, how far can you flex? How far can you bend to be able to shift and change? How fast, how agile are you when it comes to adapting to something that came up in your work environment or something that came up during your day to be able to adapt and change? When you're faced with these challenges, do you have the mindset to where you look at that challenge as something that is worthy to be overcome and that you can take a knee, pivot, and move forward? In the context of leadership, adaptability is being open to new ideas, being willing to be open and take in different perspectives, being able to move forward in the face of setbacks and challenges, and continuously learning and evolving. When you open yourself up to new ideas, when you open yourself up to new learning, when you open yourself up to humility, you become more and more adaptable. And when you become more adaptable, you can shift and change to whatever the work environment and demands dictate. To understand your adaptability, it's essential to assess your resistance to change. Resistance to change stems from fear. Think about that. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of losing control. When you feel this fear, this emotion comes up, are you change ready? Are you willing to face that fear? A way to gauge this is to ask yourself, do you feel anxious when you're faced with a change? Do you cling to familiar routines? Do you cling to familiar ways of doing business and methods? Do you resist any sort of pushback against the status quo? If you can answer yes to those questions, then you're not quite ready for change. This is where you're able to open yourself up and identify areas to target so that you can practice adaptability. Recognizing that these feelings come up is the first step. After that, embracing a growth mindset. Seeing challenges as things to be overcome versus threats to you that overcome you and overtake you and overwhelm you. By shifting your perspective, you can begin to reduce your resistance to change. So being adaptable means being able to pivot in both the short term and the long term. In the short term, it's about agility. How quickly can you adjust your plan? How quickly can you adapt to the changing circumstances around you? This could mean something as simple as reallocating resources, changing your strategy, shifting your communication style to better suit your audience. These small pivots that you can make in the moment will help you become more adaptable in the short term. In the long term, it's about changing and shifting your strategy, being able to forecast and foresee what's happening in the future, being able to have that foresight and continuously take in information on industry trends, competitors' information, being innovative and creative with your teams so that you can have different solutions and see different paths further out in the out years. When I grew up in the Army, and I say grew up in the Army because I entered the military when I was 17 years old. So I was in uniform from the time I was 17 until the time I was 29 years old. So I grew up as a leader in the Army. And one saying, amongst many, but one saying continues to stand out to me. And I got told as a lieutenant, which was a formal leadership position, I was an officer in charge of people, responsible for leading people, making difficult decisions. The one phrase that stuck out was, "Lieutenant, give me an 80% solution on time over 100% solution that's late." And at first I thought about this. At first this came across as a time management phrase. I really said, okay, 80% solution on time. You think about that. Microsoft doesn't pitch out software updates 100% accurate. That's why they send updates. That's why they send changes to their operating systems. In the military, what I came to realize was that 80% on time gave me 20% space to become adaptable. When I was out on a mission, circumstances were going to change. My last mission in a combat zone was to lead the transitioning team who was taking over for our recovery operations on a route familiarization. So essentially, my team was rotating out, going back home, and there was a new team coming in. So we took half of their team, their team's leadership, and my team's leadership, which included me, and we went out to familiarize them with the different routes that they were going to be responsible for operating on. There were some tricky turns, there were some unmarked areas that didn't correlate well on a map, so we wanted to really get them familiar with what they were doing to have a successful handoff. That was the objective, route familiarization. So we planned for that, we prepared for that, we packed our gear for that, and we're on the road. And then we're about a mile and a half away from our base, returning back to our operating base when we came upon a wreck. We saw two military vehicles that were turned over on their side. This just happened. So it didn't come across the radio. What did we do? We adapted. We had to. Traditionally, when we had a recovery mission, we had an intel brief. We got information. We had idea of what we were there to recover. We had the right equipment. We had the right systems. We had the right gear. Here, we had to adapt to the situation because we were responsible for helping this team out. We were responsible for getting them safe, secure, and back to base. So we had to adapt. So I led my team, pulled everyone together, gave them a quick update. Here's what the situation is. Here's the change of the situation. Here's what our new side mission, side objective is gonna be. And they sprung into action. Left, right, 360 degrees. My team knew what they needed to do. They were able to pivot on a dime in the short term to our new mission because we had a sense of purpose, because we had clear roles and responsibilities, and because we knew that no matter what we do, an 80% solution on time allows for that 20% space for adaptability, and we move forward together. So let me share with you some ways that you can practice adaptability with intentional effort as you go through your day and you begin and continue to lead your teams. The first tactic you can take is embracing lifelong learning. Stay curious about your industry, stay curious about your job, stay curious and keep learning. You can attend workshops, you can listen to podcasts, you can read publications, research articles, industry articles, nonfiction, leadership books, fictional books, and anything where you could absorb information, gain new perspective, and take it in and share that with your team will help you become more adaptable. The second technique and tactic is to develop emotional resilience. Being able to strengthen your emotional resilience by practicing mindfulness, by practicing empathy, maintaining positive mutual support for your team, and seeking support when needed. Being able to bounce back from setbacks, your emotional resilience will set the tone and example for others to follow as you become ready to be adaptable and adapt to changing situations. The third tactic is fostering flexibility. Encourage flexibility in your teams by promoting open communication. Establish collaborative problem-solving techniques within your team, bringing people together for divergent thinking, bringing people together for convergent thinking, and then making sure that you have a condition set up where people are willing to express different views and experiment with new ideas. By doing this, your team will become more flexible. They'll be able to bend to the changing conditions and still maintain course. Setting stretch goals is the next tactic. Giving yourself a challenge, challenging your team with goals that will push you out of your comfort zone. Growth does not happen in your comfort zone. You have to push beyond. You have to be adaptable. And to be adaptable with your strategies, to be adaptable with your plan, you set those stretch goals that are going to push you beyond where you're comfortable. And then the fifth tactic is to reflect. Take time to think about and assess what happened, what was supposed to happen, what can we do differently, what can I do differently, what can I sustain, what do I need to keep to change. When you make time to think about and reflect on things, you can see where you might need to pivot differently, or you can see where things didn't go as expected so that you're ready to change and shift and adapt for the next time. Because trust me, next time something different will happen. So these are ways that you can become a change-ready, adaptable leader. Adaptability is not a static trait. It is a dynamic skill that can be developed over time. So just remember, as you position yourself to be flexible, to be agile, to be a continuous learner, to gain more perspective, you're positioning yourself to be a resilient, forward-thinking, adaptable leader. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, send us a comment, leave us a review, share it across all of our social media channels. And we want to hear from you. So send in a topic that you feel is important for other leaders to know, and we will cover it on our show. If you're an organization that's interested in investing in your people, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused, hands-on learning experiences for teams and leaders of all levels and experiences. Reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.